Teaching students about life skills and being a productive member of the community is a priority for our guests today. We have Career and Technical Education Director Tracy Reisinger of Warren County joining us. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming down to chat. I know that leaving behind students and things spinning in the air is always a little difficult. So I know that it's great. Sometimes some of the principals and directors come in and they're just like, sit down for just a second.
Definitely. I appreciate the opportunity to come talk about Warren County Career Technical Education.
Yeah, yeah. It's lots of good stuff that you're doing. So let's jump in. Let's start, talk a little bit about you. So how did you end up where you are? I imagine fourth grade, you probably didn't set out and say, I'm going to be the career and technical director for Warren County. So how'd you get there?
I got there I went to MTSU to become a business education teacher. I started teaching at Warren County High School, and I taught for 8 years, and talked to my CT director at that time, Mr. Jerry Stubblefield, and just liked the opportunity of what he did and how he brought different opportunities to our students in Warren County. And I can remember telling some of my teachers up there that taught next to me in the business department that someday I'm going to be CT director in Warren County. And that was Tracy Reisinger talking back in 1992. And then the opportunity came to me in 2006 when Mr. Stubblefield retired, and I decided to apply for that job, and I was lucky enough to be selected. And it just worked out that I had the business background, and I wanted to provide as many opportunities in life skills and career technical education as I could to our students. And it was a perfect opportunity for me, and I was lucky enough that Warren County hired me as the CT director in 2006.
Mm-hmm. So you've been in this role since 2006?
Yes, sir. I've been here since July 1st of 2006.
Okay. So you've seen a lot of changes.
Yes, sir.
The climate in CTE, TCAT, I mean, it's all changed dramatically, but I know since 2006, I want to dig into that a little bit in a little while on how far it's come along, because
yes,
the changes have been so dramatic.
It's been a dramatic change. I have seen so many positive changes for technical education and giving their students opportunities to go those routes if that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exciting. So it's funny that you say business, because business at MTSU at Tennessee Tech, that's one of the very few licenses that we don't have. We have practically everything else, but that's just not one that we've ever added. And now with the licensure landscape changing and being able to just test over into different areas, I don't see us adding it. But it's something that it's interesting, because there are just so few. That and speech therapy mm-hmm. are about the only two things yeah. in the education landscape that we don't cover.
Well, I started out wanting to be an accountant. And then after a few accounting classes, I determined, I don't think I want to sit at a desk all day. I want to be more of a people person. Mm-hmm. So I went and talked to my advisor at MTSU, because I was in the business accounting department. And my advisor said, have you ever thought about being a teacher? And I said, well, yes, I have. And she said, well, with your business background, we offer this program called business education, and I think you would be perfect for it. So that's how I got started.
Ended up over there. And to me, it's also interesting how it's in CTE. It's in the mm-hmm. career technical field. I almost feel like most of the business topics are probably relevant enough that it could be in general curriculum.
It could.
And I never have quite understood that distinction, how it kind of got grouped mm-hmm. over.
It's a different dynamic, so I don't know how it got grouped there either, but being a business teacher has definitely provided me the knowledge and the background I needed to become CT director, mm-hmm. so I do see them being closely related.
Mm-hmm. So backing up a little further than going through that program and the licensure program, did you grow up in Warren County?
No, sir. I've lived in Warren County since I was probably 12 years old. I'm
okay.
originally from Kentucky.
Okay.
So my family moved to Dover, Tennessee when I was probably 2 years old, and then we ended up moving to McMinnville when I was 12.
Okay.
So been there long enough to consider it my home.
Been there, yeah, been there a while. So with that question comes my follow-up. So as an educator yourself, growing up, you probably had some influential teachers or some favorites. So who are some of those? And we talked off air, so you get two. I'll let you have two.
Well, my first influential teacher would be Miss Jean Bird. She was a first grade teacher at Dover Elementary School in Dover, Tennessee. And I just recall her being, because as a first grader, you've just come out of kindergarten and you're you're going into a new environment and it's different. And I just remember her being loving and caring and providing, like, we got these little bird stickers if we did good, because her name was Miss Jean Bird. So I just recall her being influential in showing that I'm in my 50s now, but I still remember the things she did mm-hmm. with the bird stickers and making you feel important for everything you did. So that was my first
little.
One.
Because we're little in first we're grade. Little. We're such – Miss Margaret was my first grade teacher, and the same thing, just so influential.
Yes.
Because you're so small and you're out of the house and, yes. and there's someone else, and you know, that's yes. the authority figure. And but, yes, yeah, so such a great – I
and
had such
it,
a great
it's
first
weird.
Grade
My
teacher.
Niece, Katayan, is now a first grade teacher at Dibrow Elementary. She's in her first year of teaching, and I've told her those stories about – how influential that first grade teacher was to me, and she's 11 every minute of first grade.
So. Good. Okay, so then your second teacher?
My second teacher would be Mr. Jimmy Haley. He was an economics teacher at Warren County High School, and I think he was influential to me because I think business was always in the back of my mind of something I wanted to do, and he would talk about economic concepts and supply and demand and all of that information. It just clicked with me. So he is probably one of the reasons I became a business teacher, just because of the things I learned in his economics class. It was just neat and exciting on how he taught economics. Because economics sometimes is not a subject that is a favorite of people.
It can be challenging.
Yes.
It's very relevant, but it's so abstract.
Yes.
I mean, it could be physics.
Yes.
Because just the abstract nature of economics and so many factors. One of the things that's in the news right now has been the Cracker Barrel piece, and I heard several news people say this will go into the business books, you know, in the marketing and the economics of the whole thing, to where people will study what happened. Because when you start talking about swings of $150 million in your stock prices, I mean, you better have some people who are paying attention to what's happening.
I totally agree. It was big. Yeah. Big dynamic.
Yeah, it is. And so those things to me are so interesting, and they're woven so into even with the economics and business in general, taking something like that that's so unpredictable and trying to predict it.
Exactly.
I mean, how do you predict something like that?
It's
you
difficult.
Know, one decision by one company that swings things that
it's
way.
That much of a dynamic.
Yeah, yeah, it's so interesting. So I've always enjoyed those classes and had some really good professors over time in some of those topic areas. So with the TCAT, so I know there's again, so many moving parts, and I know that it's changed so dramatically. So one of the first places I want to start is how do you build and maintain, and this is a big question with a lot of layers, how do you build and maintain partnerships with local industries and employers and the high school?
Well, I'm lucky in that when I started, I can remember going to a meeting at Bridgestone. I think this was back in 2010 or 11, and we had a business roundtable at that time. And I was lucky to be part of that, and it was where business people would come together and education would come together, and we would just talk about the business climate in Warren County, and we would talk about education and what we do, and they would talk about from the business standpoint and industry standpoint what they needed and what they were looking for as far as employees. So it just kind of walked right into it. And we have, you know, we don't necessarily have a business roundtable now, but we still have those. I developed those partnerships with those people, so I can call them at any time. I can talk to my TCAT. I can talk to my Motlow there at any time. So I feel like it was just in Warren County, we have so many industries and businesses that are willing to partner and willing to help, that they want to do everything they can to bring education and business together to help not only help our students, but they know that it's going to help them in the long run, because they're going to get a better employee that has got the soft skills needed and has got the work skills needed that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And how do you keep that going once you've established that? So, you know, so that small business is, and you've identified this specific skill set and you're supplying, mm-hmm. but then maybe you need new equipment, or, you know, I know that's a very iterative process. There's
it
a
is.
Lot that to do?
I have an advisory committee, and I usually have at least one person in the community, whether that be a community person, a judge, or a lawyer, or industry person that is related to every program of study we teach at the high school. So I've got that person there, and we meet at least two times a year as a group together. I also will email those people at any time I need and ask them their opinion on something, or if I'm going to buy a piece of equipment, I may say, hey, this is what we're looking to buy. Is this something you use in your industry? One example is we had our Eurozoo was one of our businesses or industries in Warren County. They actually helped us buy our welders for our welding program. And when we were going to look for those items, I brought in an advisory member that's from Eurozoo that's on my committee. And I said, hey, I want to try to get the best thing I can that you all are using in industry. Can you help me make that happen? And he connected me with his rep at a company. We were able to get those welders, and those students will not only be able to use those at the high school, but when they transition to the workforce, they're probably going to use that similar equipment. So they're going to be developing those skills at the high school that they're going to take right into the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's such a – it's again, I keep going back to how much it has changed over time, but just having that hands-on experience – with a piece of equipment that costs $100,000, you know, through donations and discounts and all those things, yes, to be able to get that in front of the students and teach them how to use that is such a big, I mean, it's an important skill.
Yes, sir.
Along the way. So, well, let's take a short break. And then when we come back, I want to talk more about some of your programs and some of the specifics in day-to-day. So more to come with Tracy Reisinger. Welcome back. Talking about Warren County Career and Technical Education with Tracy Reisinger. So back to some of the specific programs. So we had just mentioned welding. I've talked to some welding teachers and talked to TCAP people. I love the hands-on. I'm a hands-on kind of guy. I've done a lot of academics, but at the end of the day, I like to have my hands on to something to work on. So what does that look like with your programs? I know you've got lots of different moving parts. So let's talk about some of the programs that you have in Warren County.
We have 19 different programs of study at Warren County High School.
Okay.
Talking about the welding, we have a partnership with TCAT. They're an excellent partner, and we do some dual enrollment where students are taking the high school class but also getting college credit at the same time. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about those programs with TCAT, we offer welding. We offer machining. We offer cosmetology. We offer building construction technology. And then we offer the industrial maintenance. So the industrial maintenance is a neat program. This is our year two of that program. And we're part of the Nissan Center of Excellence. And what that is, it's a partnership between Nissan, TCAT, McMinnville, and TCAT Shelbyville. And we... four high schools in the Upper Cumberland area were selected to be part of the Nissan Center of Excellence. And those high schools are Tullahoma City, Grundy County, Franklin County, and Warren County. And it's a neat opportunity because the teachers of the classes are Nissan employees. Mm. So Nissan has went through a selection process, selected four of their employees to be our teachers in the Nissan Center of Excellence. And they're learning, the students are able to learn about industrial maintenance. And Nissan has been an excellent partner in that we've been able to send those students to Nissan, mm-hmm, and do field trips and look at possibly doing some work-based learning in the future. And they've actually been to the Nissan headquarters. And then we've had some site visits from Nissan executives. And they've done a tour of all four high schools. So Warren County was very fortunate to be chosen as one of the Nissan Centers of Excellence. And like I said, this is year two. Mm-hmm. And we have increased our enrollment tremendously in that program. We're out offering it to ninth graders. So we've got ninth graders starting that. So by the time they go through it in ninth, 10th, and 11th, and 12th grade, they should have quite a few dual enrollment hours to count toward college credit.
So how far are you from the Nissan plant?
We're about, goodness gracious, maybe 45 minutes. Maybe.
So driving distance.
Yes,
and I know those are good paying jobs.
Yes.
And that's a big deal when you're talking about a rural system. I know all those districts that you mentioned, mm-hmm, you know, having access to a high paying job, mm-hmm, and I know Nissan, any of the car manufacturers, in principle, like to have semi rural settings because it costs, I mean, it costs less than Detroit. At the end of the day, it's a business, and it costs less to, you know, to build the cars in rural Tennessee than it does in Detroit, Michigan, for example, or California. So having that training program, aside just from the public outreach, I mean, that's a good thing for them. But in general, you know, educating and having a supply chain of future employees.
It's been an excellent partnership, like I said, with TCAT and Nissan. The students know going into it, they're not guaranteed a job. But if they work the program and they're interested and they work hard, you know, Nissan's gonna give them a little bit of an advantage if they go through that program and are successful. Speaking also about dual enrollment, we have dual enrollment with Motlow State Community College. We have a mechatronics program, and we all, also our students are dual enrolling in the emergency medical technician program, the EMT program. So on the same side as TCAT, we have the dual enrollment with Motlow too, where students are earning college credit at the same time they're earning high school credit.
Okay.
So I'm very thankful for our partnerships with post-secondary, because that opens up opportunities that students maybe didn't think that they were college material, or they didn't think that that was on their radar for them. And if they can take the class at the high school level, it lets them know, hey, I can do this. And I just think by opening up those opportunities to those students earlier, they're going to be more successful at the post-secondary level.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge fan. We've had a lot of conversations on this show about post-secondary opportunities. Mm-hmm. I think that all students should take some sort of post-secondary, I mean, take advantage of a post-secondary opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I think we've done a good job at the state of Tennessee of moving from, well, you have to go to college, or you have to go to TCAT, or you have to go to community college, dictating that and just presenting the options, making it affordable, whether they're coming to Tennessee Tech or Motlow or TCAT. You need to do something after high school.
Exactly.
You know, pick that pathway and pick something that is going to, you know, help you get into a career. Everything you've talked about so far is a career for a student.
It is.
Once they get out.
It is. And we also do industry certifications. We administer industry certifications for our students. Like, for example, in our health science area, the students in our clinical internship and our nursing ed program, they can become CCMA certified or CPCT certified. And what that is a clinical medical assistant or a patient care technician. So at the end of their senior year, we administer those tests. And they go through a program to learn about all the competencies they need to be successful. And then we administer that exam at the end of the year. So they can actually leave Warrenton County High School with an industry certification in their hand. And on those jobs, they can go directly into doing that while they're going to school to maybe become a registered nurse or become the next level, a doctor or whatever. We also offer ASC in transportation. We offer ServSafe in our culinary program. Ocean 10, our cosmetology students are getting hair braider certification. So they're starting not only those post-secondary classes earlier, the early post-secondary opportunities, they're being able to leave that school or leave Warren County High School with an industry certification in their hand.
Mm-hmm. Which is, again, you know, that goes back to the state of Tennessee kind of setting that initiative, and it was kind of a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. You know, that we were doing a lot of these things, and I like to think that we do a great job in education, but then to add on those extra certifications and credentials, I mean, it just opens more doors for students. Whether that student, you know, with one of those credentials follows through with that and goes into that particular field or not, at some point it's going to open doors for those students.
Well, just like in mechatronics, we offer the Siemens Level 1 industry certification. With our Nissan Center of Excellence, we're doing the Certified Production Technician. So we offer quite a few industry certifications, but we're always looking at our different programs of study we offer, and we're always looking for opportunities where maybe we haven't offered one in an area, but let's research it and let's see if that's something we can offer. Mm-hmm. Because I'd like to offer as many opportunities to our students as possible. Because like you just said, if they leave Warren County High School with an industry certification in their hand, they can go and get a job with that industry certification while they're continuing their education if they choose to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a better opportunity for them. And, I mean, a lot of times they can get a job with an industry certification. I mean, you know, if you're looking at your applicants, if you've got a student that's already or an applicant that has already got the certification over somebody that doesn't, that may give them a little bit of an advantage when getting that job.
Mm-hmm. Give them that edge. Just having some experience.
Yes.
Is such a huge deal, and especially with the credentials, because it's such a specific skill. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, even if they don't walk out of high school, mm-hmm. day after, you know, Monday after graduation and start that job, it's going to open doors and yes. give them potential to at least have a decent, high paying job in the meantime, you know, while they're figuring out what's next.
What's next.
Yeah. So a big perk, I think, in the way that the programs are built. So, well, let's take a short break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about a few more of your programs and talk about the future of Career Technical.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Talking to Tracy Reisinger from Warren County TCAT. So CTE, I'm sorry. I use those. I have such. You just have to correct me. I have such a habit of using those interchangeably because I think of mm-hmm. I think of them as almost as interchangeable.
I agree. I completely understand. Because
have to correct me. Okay. Because there are so many skills in my mind in CTE and at the TCATs. There's such an overlap in a lot of the things. I run them together and really. I guess part of my problem is that the things that I used to only see at TCATs when I was in school mm-hmm. changed a little bit since I was in school. Those things have now trickled down to the high school. We didn't have any of these programs at my small rural high school. Mm-hmm. It was all at a center, one place in mm-hmm. in the county. But now so many of these things have made their way down into the high school for the training. Mm-hmm. So some of the other programs you mentioned, you have over a dozen mm-hmm. programs. What are some of your most popular ones?
Well, we have culinary arts because we have a food truck. That's a school-based enterprise. This is year two for our food truck. That was purchased with Innovative Schools Model grant funding. And that gives the opportunity for students to learn what it's like to actually run a business. And we have sure. we have an actual school-based enterprise where we do catering and we do a coffee shop.
Okay.
And then our, like I said, our food truck goes around to different events. They've been to our central office. They've worked some flag football games, different things okay. like that. But that is, you cannot get any more hands-on real
That's
life.
Real. That's real.
Than five students on a food truck with the culinary arts teacher
mm-hmm.
doing real life things, mm-hmm. you know, work, interacting with customers, things like that.
We occasionally have food trucks at Tech on the quad. That would be a fun thing for them to do.
It would. I'd be interested in learning about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also have a greenhouse truck.
Okay.
It's similar to a food truck, but they've turned it into a greenhouse where the top of it is like got a greenhouse top.
Hmm.
So that allows us to take our school-based enterprise of greenhouse management on the road. We can go and set up and sell the plants, but we can also take that greenhouse truck, which we've already done this last May, to an elementary school and teach the younger students about agriculture. And we went to an elementary school right before Mother's Day. So the teacher talked to the students about agriculture. Then they let the students create a plant for their mother for Mother's Day. So they had a begonia that the students got to put in a pot with the soil, and they took it home to their mother for Mother's Day. So those kinds of outreach programs with our greenhouse truck is very, very it's been good for our students, and it's been good for the community because it creates those partnerships and it gets our students out in the community.
Well, it's innovative. I can honestly say I've never heard of a mobile greenhouse truck. I mean, I've seen greenhouses in right. place, but and I know that Warren County is obviously mm-hmm. quite the agricultural
yes.
Area. So I'm sure there's some partnerships there.
There are, and I mean, I didn't even know there was such a thing as a greenhouse truck when I was researching for the food truck because I'd wanted a food truck since probably 10 or 12 years ago. I said we're going to have a food truck someday in culinary, but they're just so expensive. So when this Innovative Schools Model grant came out, I was like, I'm going to buy food trucks. I've got the money to do it. And then in searching for that, the rep I was talking to said, have you ever seen a greenhouse truck? And I said, no. And I was like, I'd like to learn about that because, you know, we do a lot of nursery in Warren County, mm-hmm. agriculture in Warren County, and I think that would be a great thing for us to do. So it's been great. Some other programs we have, like I said, the cosmetology and the audiovisual that's just brand new in Warren County. It's year two or three for those programs. I've never had cosmetology. I've got asked every year since I've been CTE director, why don't you have cosmetology in Warren County? And again, that was another opportunity of the Innovative Schools Model Grant, and it allowed us to create a cosmetology lab And we've got that partnership with TCAT where they're getting post-secondary hours there. Our audiovisual program has just been a blessing for Warren County High School because we've got students now that can do what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. They're having podcasts and they're being able to go around the school and video different parts of the school, and they have like a newscast every week. And like, it's been a blessing for me because I've been able to talk to that teacher and say, okay, I want to showcase Warren, I want to showcase CTE. Can you come in video? And she's been able to create videos for me to take to the community and show what we do in career technical education. So the AV program has been awesome. Just going through these, all of my programs, I mean, we have a teaching as a profession program that we're trying to grow our own teachers because we know there's not enough people going into that occupation. So we want to do what we can in Warren County to grow our own teachers. So we have a really strong TAP program. We're offering cybersecurity, marketing, criminal justice, business. We have the horticulture and the vet science in our agriculture program. We offer structural systems and electricity and plumbing for students who are interested in building programs. We offer nursing services when we do our clinical internship and we do our nursing education class. We actually let students go to the hospital and do some job shadowing, things like that. We also have a collision repair shop on site, and we have an automotive technology shop on site. So that's just a brief rundown of kind of everything we do in Warren County and CTE.
That's a lot.
We have a lot. That's a lot. Our students have a lot to pick from, and I'm proud that they do. And what really makes me happy is like when we have visitors coming in and they'll say to me, oh, my goodness, just like you said a minute ago, I did not have this opportunity when I was in high school. And to be able to have the opportunity to work with this robot, or to be able to have the opportunity to be on this food truck, or to be able to have the opportunity to work in this cosmetology lab, the awesome things the students are getting to do in Warren County. And I'm just proud of my teachers. I'm proud of Dr. Swallows. I mean, he is so great in supporting career technical education. Mr. Chris Hobbs, the principal at the high school, I mean, he's my BFF in CTE because he'll say CTE is so important to our school. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful for everybody that makes CTE successful in Warren County, teachers, admin, partnerships, industry partners, post-secondary partners. I just feel like in Warren County, we've just got a lot of great things going on, and everybody is willing to help with that.
Yeah, everybody being on board, to me, is the key for success to that.
It is.
Because you have things that can kind of come and go. Obviously, having credits, I imagine that most of these things have credit, dual credit of some sort, or they can take it to Motlow or to TCAT, or there's a lot of carryover there, and that's a perk. But then as things change, so one of my hard questions is, as things change, so in a perfect world, Nissan will have a manufacturing plant sitting right where it is for the next 100 years. But I know that in reality, sometimes things are out of our control, and Nissan pulls up and goes to Mexico. So how have you addressed or had to work through those issues when something like that happens, when you've built a program around something and then all of a sudden you have to pivot?
Well, and I've had that happen before. We had an early childhood education program before we had cosmetology. And the enrollment kept dropping for the students and everything. And it was one of those hard decisions that I had to make. And it worked out perfect because it was the perfect time for cosmetology to come in because I had the funding to do it. We had the space where we converted that early childhood lab into the cosmetology lab. But again, those were some hard decisions because we had a early childhood preschool on site at Warren County High School where we had little people, 3 and 4 year olds, that would come 3 days a week for our students to have those hands-on activities. So that was a lot of hard decisions, and I'm not going to say I didn't shed a tear or two over it, because that to me is such a vital program too. I want to prepare for early childhood as well, but you have to make those tough decisions when the enrollment drops or when an industry leaves your area and what or things like that. So what I do too is I have to look at the job demand. I always look at the Tennessee Department of Labor to look at the jobs that are in high demand, high wage, high skill, and we kind of base what we do in CTE around those things. But it's hard when you have a company that leaves or you have to get rid of a program. But again, I feel very fortunate in that I've got really good partners that help me. I've got the Director of Economic Development in Warren County on my board as well. So she keeps me informed of things and helps me kind of say, okay, Tracy, this might be coming up or we're hearing this or whatever. And that helps me out tremendously too. So I've got a lot of good people that provide me guidance and suggestions, things like that. But it is hard when you have businesses that leave or you have to get rid of programs.
Mm-hmm. So with that pivot for the last couple minutes, where are you heading? So you've got a lot of irons in the fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me, that's all juggling all of these pieces is a big deal. But I know you're also thinking 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, what's next in Warren County?
What's next in Warren County at the middle school level is we're creating a CTE Career Exploration Center, and that's still in the stage of planning. But using Innovative Schools model money, we've purchased a building that we're going to convert into our career center where 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students are able to leave their home school, come over to the career center for a day. It might be one day a month. It might be one day each semester. We'll just have to see how that works because we've got a lot of 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. But what the goal of this CTE Career Exploration Center is to have a station for every program of study we have in Warren County High School. And those students will rotate through those stations, learning a little bit about every program we teach. So by the time they get to eighth grade and it's time to make that decision on what program of study mm-hmm. you want to pick for high school, they're better informed. They're able to see this is what I might do if I am inclusion repair, or this is what I might do if I'm in automotive. So that's the next big thing we've got in Warren County. And like I said, we're just in the planning phase, getting ready to put some bids out for some different work on stations, things like that. So that's going to be a big thing for Warren County because our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are going to get to learn about CTE earlier.
Starting a little earlier. And that's exciting earlier. Because I know I wasn't thinking careers in 6th grade.
Well, it's hard.
But if somebody gets, if you get the materials, the information in front of the students, it'll at least it gets them to start thinking about it.
It does.
And that's exciting.
Yes.
Well, all right. Well, we've reached the end of our time. I appreciate you coming out to talk to us.
Well, I appreciate you having me to talk about Warren County CTE.
Yeah, doing lots of fun things.
Thank you.
Thank you.